You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
This is Howler Back Now with me, Holland Roden, and iHeartRadio Podcast. So today we have our first female guest on the podcast.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Shelley Hennig, welcome. Welcome to Teen Wolf.
Thank you. This is my first podcast.
Is it really?
It really is.
Okay. So.
Yeah. And I only said yes because it's you.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I feel weird. And I was even telling Michaela, our lovely producer, I was like, guys, I can't ask people for favors. And it's just...
It's hard for you. Yeah.
It's excruciating for me.
This isn't a favor, though.
I want to be here. You got in your car. You broke some glass on the way over here.
I did.
You're coming to...
It's not a favor. We love this show. I love you.
I know, but it's hard. And I want to start producing more. And I'm like, this is my first baby step into producing. Is you have to ask people for favors.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, we really got to get you okay with that.
I know. So this is my first. I'm starting with my friends, and it's really sweet that you said yes. I really appreciate it.
I'm so happy.
I have a little gift bag for you.
Stop. I love that it's in a 7-Eleven bag.
It's in a 7-Eleven bag because Shelly and I both love 7-Eleven. It was one of our first conversations on set, actually.
Oh, my God. Did you get me?
So I have a sandwich.
My favorite, the triangle sandwich.
The triangle sandwiches. Stop. We love the triangle sandwiches.
Oh my God.
Do you
marry me?
Okay, wait. What kind? What do you think it is?
Tuna?
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
I knew you.
I knew you
and I will know you. Yes.
God, I love this sandwich. Yes. It sits in your intestines for like 5 years, I believe.
We have tuna that we that is still in our bellies from when we shot Teen Wolf like 7 months ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. We both love triangle. We started last February or March?
No, but like the show.
Oh, the show.
Yeah, how many?
Well, I auditioned in 2009.
That's just crazy.
Isn't that crazy? You were doing Secret Circle. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
So.
What else did you get me?
I have some drinks. You can guess the drink.
Celsius.
I'm giving her eyes right now. Yes, she brought a Celsius, which she told me she was going to bring. But
so I'll have that one tomorrow.
We got you an orange Celsius.
That's the only Celsius I drink.
Oh, is it? Damn it.
No. No, that's okay.
Mango passion fruit. And
Thank
then I
you.
Also brought you a sparkling lemonade.
Here's the thing. I've never tried those two.
Really?
So maybe you just expanded my horizon.
It's
Thanks,
a sub.
Holland.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
So thoughtful.
And then lastly, I got you. I didn't remember what chips. She's not a sweet people person. So a sweet person. So I
love
brought you spicy jalapeno.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So here's
oh my
your
gosh.
Care package.
Well, now I have dinner for tonight.
I lure my friends in with that. Junk food.
I love it.
Yeah, we always would order tuna fish sandwiches on set. It's really exciting. That's your first podcast.
I know. Can I do ASMR?
You can do ASMR.
Well, I can eat the tuna salad sandwich.
Well, it's all just tuna salad.
With smacking, it'll destroy people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're back.
So you were born in Louisiana. And what was your earliest memory? We're going to get to Teen Wolf, but what was your earliest memory of Louisiana?
Oh, that no one's ever asked me that.
We got a lot of good questions coming.
You really
You know,
are
I am like the gift
this.
Of questions.
You
I
are,
love
you're so thoughtful
talking
and
to
curious.
People.
I love that about you. My first memory, for some reason, my brain went to the first time I touched snow.
Interesting.
It doesn't really snow that often in Louisiana, but it did when I was like 4 or 5, maybe even younger. And I just remember, I can't remember, this doesn't make any sense, but like why my parents would have me barefoot in the snow. But I remember like the grass coming up from the snow and poking me and hating it. So I think my point is Louisiana is not known for snow. I am not a ski
beach
winter
girl.
Sports person. I'm a beach girl, swamp girl. Yeah, so for me, it's always about the weather. Louisiana's made me just like a warm-blooded.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's so insightful that like, that's your first memory.
I don't know. That's just
and
like
it,
what
like,
popped
was
up
an aversion that. Almost because you are such a beach. Like that is synonymous with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like. Is definitely warm weather. Okay, interesting. And then you got into the business in an interesting way, which I know you've talked about before, through the Miss Teen USA competition that you won.
Yes.
I do know this was your first pageant you were entered, I believe.
I did a couple of like local, like dancey kind of pageant stuff.
But not like a pageant pageant.
Not like a Miss Teen USA or Miss Teen Louisiana. Absolutely not. My dance teacher... It was something she'd grown up doing, and it brought her a lot of opportunities. So she just kind of swooped in and was like, I think you can get something out of this.
So it was your dance teacher?
It was my dance teacher.
I thought it was your mom. I don't know why I thought that.
No, it was my dance teacher. There was a family tragedy, and my dance teacher kind of stepped in and kept me pretty busy in a good way. And so she she helped me do that. I mean, my mom was happy to help, but she didn't know anything about this. So... Very last minute, I bought, you know, a $90 dress from David's Bridal. And
Wow. Was it like a bridesmaid's dress?
Yes. Actual.
Wow.
Like it was not. But
were you so nervous or like what were your thoughts like walking into your first pageant?
I thought I don't belong here in the sense looking at it. The way, you know, you grow up, you watch movies about pageants, and I've definitely felt uncomfortable because my outfits weren't as expensive or...
And that's a big part of it.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. People have been coached. I didn't do that stuff, but I was a performer. I was a dancer and I was comfortable with people. So I just brought that. It's really hard to think back to like, what the fuck was I doing? Like... The
so
fact
much,
that I just walked in there,
honestly,
I think often about 16-year-old Shelly, and I'm like, wow.
Right? Impressive, right?
Impressed.
That we actually got here and
it's
had the courage we had.
Naive. The older we get, we know better. Like, we know better.
The trepidation's much heavier.
Yeah, but I just went in blindly. I don't know. I just kind of followed.
Did it feel like high school? Were you, like, scared to make friends? Or were you just, like, keep your head down and it's okay if they're not nice to you? Like... Or did that not even, that wasn't even in your headspace?
I'm such a people person. So that's really all I had in that experience was getting to know the contestants.
And they were nice.
Yeah. And I'm actually still friends with one of the girls. But yeah, no, I made friends. And
that's great.
That was probably my favorite part about it. But yeah.
Did you room with another girl?
Yes. And I'm trying to remember her name. I loved her so much. It's just been so long. And obviously we lost touch, but... She's out there. If I saw her, I would know who she was.
Psychologically, it's similar to acting, but it's like so, it's different, obviously, but it's got like a lot of common ground, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know what I was doing there, though, because it's not like acting is like we're passionate about it, right? Like we like the craft. We like what we do. It's not like beauty pageants are just, they are weird to me now to think about it. Like, what is it? And if for me, it was to get opportunity and perhaps get me out of Louisiana because at the time it just seemed it was my dance teacher's idea. I hadn't thought of it, but she's like, I see you other places, you know?
So interesting.
But
had you thought about acting prior to?
Hell no.
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 Not even on your radar.
When I went to acting school, I didn't know who Meryl Streep was.
So interesting.
I went for opportunity. A lot of people go to have the platform for charity, and that's something that came later. Once I won Teen Louisiana, they sat me down and they were like, so what's your platform? And I was like, I looked over at my mom and I was like, what's a platform? I don't know what that is. They were like, what charities do you work? And I was like, oh. And so then I was exposed to the other side, the great side about
and when
having
you, when you win, how quickly do you transition to New York and you get a scholarship?
Well, this is, so I'm talking about Teen Louisiana, right? So then you have to compete for Miss Teen
that's
USA.
Right. Oh, so you are automatically entered. You have to go then compete.
Yes. And I didn't know that. I thought it ended at Miss Teen Louisiana.
No.
And I was not expecting to win that. I didn't even invite, like, I think it was just like my mom, dad, and like a couple of friends. I don't think.
So what was the training process from Louisiana to Teen USA?
I mean, it was like...
I forgot there is two levels.
It was beauty pageants for dummies. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing.
I wish we could have made the documentary back then.
I know.
I wish I had my camera and I went from Texas and somehow knew you.
Oh,
to
gosh.
Like, see
I know,
the road.
Another little Southern girl.
That's, yeah, to see the road.
Yeah, it was, I don't
was
know.
Was it 6 months, a year
it
between
was like,
the two pageants?
Ooh, probably like 9-10 months.
So then you got like schooled hardcore.
I mean...
Or not really.
I avoided it.
So like once a week, would you have like a coach or no?
No, I did not do that. There was like a few dress fittings. It was really, I was getting acquainted with having the platform. And that part was tricky for me because my brother died in a drinking and driving mm-hmm. accident. So that was sort of what was pressed upon me.
Right,
not
right.
In a, I don't mean pressed as in it was forced. I welcomed it
but
with
it was
open arms
a, it
at
was
the time.
The natural progression
yeah,
of where that
it made sense,
that age.
But
yeah.
Looking back, if I'm honest, I would not have used that as the platform. I was too young. It was still too fresh. And
well, and you like barely could drive at that point.
I couldn't drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even, like, I got my license when I was 18 because I was one of the last ones. I was scared, probably yeah. for obvious reasons. Not that I thought I'd be drinking and driving, but just
right.
cars
no, just,
in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely... I remember feeling deeply uncomfortable with giving speeches about that part of my family's life. And
well, it's like therapy on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it created some, you know, just looking back, like I would have done that differently. But okay. Hopefully I spoke to some kids at some school and they thought twice and didn't drink and drive. I don't know.
You were doing conventions from a very young age.
Basically. Girl, I had to show up in a freaking crown and a sash at like all boys schools and like it
this
was so uncomfortable.
This was good though, a good breeding ground for Hollywood. It's like the things we
yes.
have to do.
Oh, I don't even.
It's so like I've never talked. I mean, I obviously know Shelly, but I've never talked to like you about like pageants in detail. The pageants were what brought you to
yes.
Hollywood.
So then I win Miss Teen USA
Miss
somehow.
Teen USA.
And I think it was my being naive. Like I only knew how to be a teenager. I caught on very quickly that I'm not going to have all the right answers to these questions that they're asking these
teenagers.
I'm sure
they liked that because you won.
And I think that's yeah. what, yeah. And what's funny, actually, especially that we're in this building, we were talking earlier,
oh, yeah.
this is where they cast Days of Our Lives. Well, one of my judges was actually Allison Sweeney.
No.
Who was, you know, she's the face of Days of Our Lives, one
I
of them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, but cut to, you win an acting scholarship.
Yep.
And
to the New York Conservatory of Dramatic Arts.
Yes.
Yes.
And I saw that just as what my dance teacher told me, which is like a way out, like a way somewhere else. So, but I never acted in a school play. Like
nothing.
Knew nothing.
Never had memorized lines.
No, I just watched Saved by the Bell and that was basically it.
Was that your favorite show growing up?
Yes. How awful is that?
No, I love Saved by the Bell. Oh my gosh,
Zach
I can name
Morris,
everybody.
I loved all the menaces. Like Zach Morris, Steve Urkel.
I was never a Slater girl. I was all about the Zach
totally.
Morris.
Totally.
Yes.
And then what's
did you ever
Eden
feel like
Stevens?
You were Kelly Kapowski? Like were you ever her for Halloween? Because you had like olive skin and long brown
I
hair.
I was her when they did the Saved by the Bell pop-up here.
Wait, what?
I got, yes, there was a Saved by the Bell pop-up and you can hang out at the, what's it, the cafe, the Max?
At the Max.
Yes. And you can eat food.
I
and
remember
like,
when it was here a few years ago.
Yeah, I definitely dressed my best.
That's
Kelly
amazing.
Impersonation, but I'll never be her.
Did you take pictures of this?
I have it somewhere in my phone, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was cool.
If you're ready, we can surface that.
Yeah, it's somewhere, but I didn't have a Zach Morris. But cool. Yeah, so
oh, that's
you
amazing.
Get the acting scholarship.
Yep.
And no one had really taken the 2-year program. A lot of the former beauty queens
no,
were comfortable
they never...
doing just the summer program, which makes sense because you're getting all these opportunities. William Morris wants to meet with you, blah, blah, blah. I met with William Morris and I literally asked them, why are you meeting with me? I have no talents. Like, I don't act, I don't host. And they were like, well, let's pick one. Oh my God,
wow.
Holland, you're gonna die. They had me go and practice hosting. This is like ancient times. Like, it's not like, I don't even know if there was YouTube yet. I guess there was, but like.
There was, but actually 2005 YouTube started.
Yeah. So this.
Pre-YouTube.
This was like 2004, 2005.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't even know like how to learn how to host. So they had this, he's an actor and a singer, Tyler Hilton.
Yeah.
They had me and my mom go to the House of Blues in New Orleans and like ask this guy questions on my old like whatever recorder I had. And I have this footage somewhere and it is the most embarrassing. I'm like messing up my, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm asking. And to this day, I think of him and his dad often when they were so kind and they like coached me through this process. But anyway,
this is a shout out to Tyler Hilton.
Yes, never Tyler Hilton, wherever you are, I gotta find him and tell him thank you.
at him at the yes. know, when your episode airs.
Thank you for your patience and thank you for making me realize hosting is not my thing. So I took the acting scholarship, and I didn't sign with any agency, and I just did like commercial.
And auditions. No other contestant had done the 2-year program. Were you the first Teen USA to do it?
I think I'm the first one to do it and complete it. Yeah, it's not for everybody. I was not ready for the world, the entertainment world. I wanted to really focus on one thing, and I chose the acting because that was what was free, and that's what was handed to me. And I just
and you lived in Manhattan as like a young girl,
Brooklyn Heights.
Wow.
You move from the Upper West Side with Miss USA and Miss Universe to a dorm in Brooklyn Heights.
And this part I kind of know. Like, I remember you, I've asked you, like, how was, because I've never done the New York thing. And
yeah,
I'm so kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't, but it just, like, snuck away from me. And now I'm in my mid-30s, and it's like.
You'll have a show or
you know,
there.
We'll see. We'll see. A good friend of yours just moved there. And so I've been vicariously, like, DMing her on Instagram, being like, what, how is it?
Nice.
But like, were you excited for Manhattan? Like, did you understand how big of a city that was when you first moved there?
I did not. I also didn't understand, again, back to weather, you know, icy grounds, the amount of times I busted my ass or like my first night there, they drop you off in your apartment and I'm like 17 and they're just like, okay, good night. And I was like, well, wait, where's, I don't have food in here. So they're like, oh, there's a grocery store. You just walk and you get your own groceries. And I was like, okay. So I walked to the grocery store late at night. They were like, there's a free delivery service. I get, because the fridge only had like all healthy stuff because Miss USA and Miss Universe, you know, they know what they're doing. And I was little Louisiana 7-Eleven girl, but I go to the store to get the things they didn't have. And I go to the register and I'm like, so how do I do the delivery service? And they're like, oh, it's past 8 or whatever. There is no delivery service this late. And I just had to carry like 10 bags.
Is this like September drop off?
I can't. Let's see. This was actually, yeah, it was like, yeah, okay. It was like summer. So
weather
it wasn't a weather
okay.
thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it,
yeah.
I just remember walking like 10 blocks. Like, you just don't do that. I didn't grow up in the city like that. But
were
that
you
was
scared
my first night.
Or were you like excited or just overwhelmed? You were just like, or just like confused? You're like,
just
okay.
Confused. I just felt stupid. I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. It was cool. But, you know, that was when you were. Yeah, and my favorite thing is that when I gave up my title when it was over.
Because it's only a year.
It's a year. And it was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which I thought was cool that they chose, you know, my home state. And at the end, I just remember sitting on the ground in the parking garage.
Your stories always end on parking garages or curbs.
I know. I almost got arrested in a parking garage once for doing a public pee. Glad that didn't happen because then I would have never been Miss Teen USA.
Oh, before Teen USA.
Yep. But I just remember being on the floor and being like, wow, it really is over. There was no car to pick me up. Like it's just done. Like at that night, it's over with.
You need to go on the show alone on the History Channel.
No,
they
I
just
do
drop
not, Holland.
You off in the wilderness.
That's you. That is your show. I am not adventurous like you.
I unfortunately don't think I could hack it. I have
I
been
know.
Watching it recently.
I
but,
don't know. I talk about you often and your van living and also just like your trips to the jungle by yourself and
there's been a few, but
yeah,
but
that's so wild to me.
It is funny though that we all as actors are just so transplanted. Like we're taken out of our environments and we're like dropped in, you know, Manhattan as a teenager.
Yes.
And these are not normal experiences looking back on it. Like how young we were. You don't feel young when you're 17, 18, but like looking back, oh my Lord.
I know.
It's insane.
I mean, the
it's
access
insane.
That I had too, and the fact that I didn't like take advantage of, like, I could have gotten in a lot of trouble. Like,
oh, totally. Oh, I did. I was I was 17 when I rented my first apartment on Craigslist. I don't think
Shut
you know this.
Up.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And I drove out to Los Angeles in my Z3 that had 85,000 miles on it. And my dad was supposed to drive with me, and he's a doctor. And at 5 a.m., I had packed my tiny little two-seater, like, even in, like, the soft top, like, you know, put clothes in the back. Like, didn't even have a suitcase so I could, like, maximize each, you know, amount of space. And I had just room in the passenger seat for, like, my, you know, jollily figured father to sit in the front seat of this tiny car. And at, like, 4:55, I'm like, Dad, are you ready to go? And he's like, oh, no, I have a surgery. I can't go. So I drove across the United States. I was 17, yeah.
Oh, that's
in my Z3. And, oh, yeah, shit went down. It was crazy.
Were you in danger?
Yes. I got – it was – I don't know how you would describe that. I've never told this story. It was at a gas station, full-on Texas Chainsaw Massacre style, where it was, like you know, like an off-brand. I was out of gas, and so I had to stop. And I get out and I go get gas. I'm getting my snack. I go to the bathroom. I come out and I'm checking out. And this guy comes up behind me and he puts his arm around my neck and his knee kind of into my lower back butt, like kind of holding me up.
Oh my God.
And the cash register guy gives me this like look of like, do you know this person? Like, it's sort of all like was in slow-mo in your brain. And I went to this all-girls school and I kind of thinking like the all-boys school that we have friends at, but this is, you know, a state away. I'm like, oh, what boy's playing a trick on me? It was like the first thought in my brain. And then I very quickly realized, like, you're not in Dallas. What's happening? I see the look on the cash register person's face. And I go, just like, and I just scream. And then he lets go.
God.
And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my girlfriend. And the girlfriend
Liar.
Proceeds to exit the bathroom. And the girlfriend looks the exact opposite of me in every shape
oh,
and form and hair color
no.
and the height and the whole thing. And so that was my first experience. And I remember my mom being livid that my father bailed on me with the surgery that he had to go do. And he wouldn't drive with me. So yeah, I remember, you know, and then getting to Los Angeles and not having enough money. And yeah, so it was, I had gone out there for a screen test. I had gone on tape from a Texas agency, didn't have headshots, and they had called me out. And I was like, I'll be there, rain or shine. And
that's so you.
So me. I'm like, what? Like, it's like, I just got in the car, literally
yes.
packed that Z3 with like a week's notice.
And look at you now.
And look at us now. But oh no, I lived with a lit assistant from William Morris at the time.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And just a lot of weird stuff went down. Like, it was like a one bedroom that ended up not being a full
one bedroom.
Yeah, it was one of those on Curson near the Grove. The Grove, I don't think, had been properly built yet, I don't think. Or it was in construction, but it was the farmer's market. And yeah, so I mean, I get it. Like, when we were teenagers and you're just like set free, but oh, I got into way too much trouble. I only lasted a month.
Back to Texas.
I went back to Texas. Did not book the Fox pilot, and Elizabeth Harnois got it. I'll never forget.
we'll never forget that name.
Point Pleasant.
Elizabeth
Harnois.
Yes,
she was 28, playing a teenager, and
you never stood
17.
A chance.
Yeah. It was so. No, I remember like these moments.
Yeah.
Like, as a teenager in a huge city.
Yeah, I had a guy follow me into an elevator in New York, and I was actually there because. I had to fly back. I'd gone on a vacation to LA. It was actually to watch the Miss USA pageant. They like invite you every year. And while I was there, I got a last minute random audition for Days of Our Lives.
No.
Yeah.
Was it through the conservatory?
It was actually the
You're
founder-
leading my questions. This
yeah,
is perfect.
Sorry.
No,
well,
this is great.
And
this
I
is
promise
great.
It goes back to the hotel in danger. But the founder of my school, Joan C., RIP. She was really, really special to me. She saw how bad I was my first, you know, day and first year of acting. And I, probably because I had so much room to grow, she saw that, like, in my Shakespeare final, whatever the hell it was, she was like, oh, Shelley's, like, she can
She's
progressing. So when I told her I was going to LA for a spring break, she said, you know, you really should meet Roy Steinberg. And I was like, who's Roy Steinberg? And he was the supervising producer on Days of Our Lives at the time. And she's like, you should just go and have a meeting with him. She's like, call this number when you land. I call him. And he's like, can you be at NBC in like an hour? I want to read. We're testing a part tomorrow.
No.
And I want to see if you can, you know, read the sides with me. I have like $50 in cash. This is before Uber.
Yep. You're at LAX.
I'm at my hotel at this point, and that's like downtown. And now I've got to figure out a way
to get to a test
to here, NBC,
literally
Burbank,
in the building we are door, yeah. basically well, in.
Yeah, that's actually we met at the studio
across the street.
Whatever.
Then, yeah,
doesn't matter. But yeah, next thing I know, I was testing for.
That's how it happened.
Yes,
I thought you like. Properly auditioned through like the conservatory or after the conservatory.
I did like a
so
one,
you were a year in.
I was
or 2 years in.
Almost 2 years in. I had a few months left, and I had done one under five roles, what they called it at the time, on a soap opera in New York, and that was through my commercial agent. Like I had a commercial agent, but there was really no time to audition
because of Jonesy.
I was doing the school. Jonesy set me up with Roy Steinberg. He read with me. He said he was intrigued, and he was like. I need you to test tomorrow, if that's all right. He's like, don't get me wrong. He's like, we're looking for a redhead with blue eyes because we're replacing somebody. But I want to get you on camera just for the future. There might be other roles.
Right.
But I was like, he's like, so you have your lawyer or your agent? And I was like, I don't have either. I have like a commercial agent. And he's like, I don't know what to tell you. The test's at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Good luck.
And did your commercial agent do your
so
contract?
I called my commercial agent. And it's like now... like 8 or 9 p.m., I can't reach him. I don't have his, like, home number.
Yeah.
And I went to bed not knowing if somebody was going to do my contract. And I woke up, and John Shay called me the next morning, the commercial agent. And he's like, let's do this. And we did.
For I think on SmartList, which is one of my favorite podcasts, they say, like, Tracy's the aunt in, like, Connecticut that does. So when you test at the level of an audition for Tracy in Connecticut,
yes.
You have to send the contract before
yes.
you go to your test. So you know the money you're going to make before your last audition.
Yes. So I'm signing mm-hmm. a four-year contract, essentially, where they can fire you at any time. Mm-hmm. But you owe it to them to be there. And I booked it. But it was the actress, Mary Beth Evans, who's iconic on Days of Our Lives. She's been there since the 80s. She's such a beautiful human. I tested with her. And she could tell I was extremely nervous. And she, like, squeezed my hand. And she said, honey, you are beautiful inside and out.
Aww.
And I'll show them.
Aww.
And I just went for it.
Tyler Hilton, Mary Beth Evans,
Mary Beth Evans.
Roy Steinberg.
Roy Steinberg,
like,
yes.
We got a list running.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I will say I tested for Days of Our Lives.
Did you? Do you remember?
I don't remember the role I tested for, but I do remember who directed our test, and that was Allison Sweeney.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I remember out of everything I've done to this day, I'll never forget how stressful it was.
Yeah.
Like, it gives me chills. Like, testing for a soap opera is what, for at least for me, the most wild. Stressful thing I did ever, ever to this day. It was
they put you on the stage, on the studio, like in the actual
in the makeup
scene
and hair of, and that you go through, and then like for some reason I was a wreck.
Yeah,
like before I tested for that, and I didn't book it, but I remember just, it was one of the most scary things I've done to this day.
It was one of my,
I don't know why, but it was.
Yeah, and then like on my first day, I had to like cry, and I remember thinking, okay, the scene's coming up. The scene's coming up. How am I gonna cry? I don't know. I learned this in high school, but I don't know. And then I got myself so worked up that I started crying. Because I was just nervous.
Yeah.
And that's how I did. And then it just became second nature because you have to cry as a female on.
And then you're like, I'm doing comedy from here on out.
Yes. Oh, why do you think I love comedy so much? Because for 4 years, I just had to be tortured.
Yep.
It was really very privileged, but it was very difficult.
I get it. So I never knew that. I thought you somehow got the agent and did more of the traditional route, but it was just because of Jonesy saying, call Roy Steinberg.
Yeah. So then I just had a commercial agent throughout those 4 years.
Wow.
And I didn't really audition for anything.
And then you moved to Los Angeles because Days of Our Lives was shot here.
Correct.
Literally.
So I couldn't finish the school. So I flew back for my graduation. They had me just fill out a piece of paper about my experience filming.
And you're working. You're good.
Yes. So... my parents are in the hotel. I'm walking back to the hotel and this guy jumps. I could feel him following me and he jumps in the elevator last minute. And
In New York.
And I just booked it out of the elevator and just yelled, help.
And that was this is my time to leave New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And moving to LA was like the best day ever. I was like, this is it.
Sunshine.
This is it. Sunshine. I could drive a car. Like,
what part of town did you live in?
My first apartment was 1327 North Laurel Avenue with Tammy Farrell, who crowned me Miss Teen USA. Friends all along the way. For me, it's always been about the people. You cannot convince me. That's what was so cool about Teen Wolf is it was an offer to do a guest star. So I didn't have to do the audition process for that one. My life isn't always this way.
Was that your first offer? That was one of my questions for you.
About that.
Like the first offer you took then at least, because you had done Secret Circle, the show on CW.
I think you're right. It might have been my first offer. And it's because I had done a show with Bo Burnham, Zach Stone.
On MTV.
So MTV casting was familiar with me. So Wendy O'Brien was just like, oh, Shelly would have fun doing this. This would, you know.
So you did Secret Circle, then Zach Stone.
During the same time, actually.
Oh, during the same time.
So I was supposed to be series regular for Zach Stone, but they changed it so that I could.
Recurring. And then
both.
Series regular on Secret Circle. Wow. And then what was the time jump between Zach Stone and Teen Wolf?
I couldn't tell you.
Probably like a year or 6 months or something.
At least a year. But I got to test drive the set of Teen Wolf, essentially, by doing the guest star.
Yeah.
So when Jeff called and asked if I wanted to stay as a series regular, I was oblivious to the success that you guys had. I'm usually oblivious to most things in our industry. I don't ask why.
And I will say, like, a year in this industry, which is a blessing and a curse, is like 2 months in the real world.
Yeah.
Like a year can pass by and like that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And somehow you have to figure out how life works for that whole year.
Yeah. Plus the no season change here in LA.
Casino weather, as I call it.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yes.
I love a casino.
Yeah. She loves Los Angeles.
I love a casino.
Yeah. You never know what if it's day or night, you never know what season it is here.
So great.
Yeah. So casting called and said, hey, come on.
Yeah. So I got to test drive. And I was naive to the success and I hadn't really seen the show yet. And so for me, it was saying yes to the people.
Yeah.
And then I got
the
shock
of Dylan.
A lifetime. Yes. I knew Dylan through a friend. And
you had briefly met me with Mahaley.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just hit the jackpot. Everything else after that, it was like, yes, I chose for the people. And then it was like.
And you had a fun character too. And I know you like.
Well, I talked to Jeff about that.
Had a lot of opinions about it.
Because I wanted to do comedy. And that was my hesitation with joining the show. Again, very naive. Like, why would I hesitate, right? Looking back. But I was looking after my health at the time, and I was just like, I don't want to be crying every day, even if somebody's paying me to do it. And so Jeff and I had a good talk about making my character funny. And he's like, are you funny? And I was like,
I remember you saying this.
I guess we'll find out.
I remember you saying that too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But back to more of the hustle, I think it's important. Let's throw in how it's not always been this easy peasy, but there was a period of time in between Secret Circle, Zach Stone, and Teen Wolf, where I would get so close.
I mean,
you know, we talked about this. You and I are very familiar with each other's.
It's a lot of testing sagas. That, like, I don't know if there's enough conversation about behind the scenes that, you know, I attribute it to a company where you have the CEOs that are the Brad Pitts, I guess, of the world. And then you have, you know, I guess you could call the janitors that are like the U5s. And then you have everybody in between. And it's like there's like junior executives and then, you know, the people that are not partner, but they're executives. And it's like so much of this industry is privileged and successful, but it is still hard.
Yeah.
And that's where I, you know, people like assume it's easy for people that are series regulars or jump shooter show, and it's just not.
No, it's not.
The stress is not.
But we've been very, very lucky. But we've also, we work hard, you know.
Yeah.
But there was a period of time where I just kept getting so close to things that would have been game changers. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. And I know you would agree to this for yourself. I think we just want respect and we want to continue to work.
Yeah. We want job security.
Longevity. And so I try and make decisions based on, will I feel uncomfortable if I say yes to this? Mm. Or it's like a relationship. Like, does this fit in line? Would I rather not have money for, you know, a year, whoever.
For 2 years, 3 years,
10 years. Or like, what is it worth to you? And Teen Wolf, worth it. Here we are doing movie, like many years later.
Have you done some UCB though? You did UCB.
Yes.
Did you ever do Groundlings?
Just UCB. Auditioned for Groundlings, got in, never
moved forward.
Never moved forward. I might have had to go somewhere else.
Had you done that simultaneously with Teen Wolf? So you did it before?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
So you had dug your heels in. Oh, wow, that early.
Yeah, because that's why I booked Zack Stone, I think.
Wow.
Comedy, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So that UCB led to Zack Stone.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I think UCB helped
Upright Citizens Brigade. It's an improv troupe.
Yes, improv school that also has their own professionals that they're just unreal. Improv is what they're really known for. And they just put on these unreal shows that are so funny. But their goal is not to make you funny. What winds up happening is it expands your horizons to see more humor in everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I would then read a script and be like, oh, I see way more humor in this than I would have previous to doing UCB. And then obviously it makes you better at improv, which is sometimes asked in comedy auditions. But it was Wendy O'Brien, casting director of Teen Wolf, who, when I went to test for The Lying Game, that was my first big test. And that was a dramatic, like, role. And Wendy was laughing in the audition. And so she was like, you're really funny. She's like, and I was like, I didn't know that. And so she called my manager and was like, this girl needs to be doing more comedy. So, and then I wound up testing for Lion Game, didn't get it. But it was Wendy O'Brien that really saw that. So then on top of that, I started doing UCB to just help. That was my manager's idea.
Wow. And then Wendy came back around for Zack Stone as well as Teen Wolf.
Yeah. She's been huge.
Very, like, key people in your life. It's, like, a very, like, clean thread almost.
I've been very, very lucky to have. Again, it always goes back to the people.
Yeah. Wendy's, there's some not-so-nice casting directors.
I had one tell me I was aggressive once.
You were aggressive?
I didn't like.
Oh, that's fun.
I didn't like how, like, fairy-like the character was. And I was like, I'm going to go in and play her, like, all punk and weird. I don't know why. I guess I just wasn't capable at the time of, like, being soft, like, in that time in my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was pre-therapy. And now I can access all the different emotions. Aww. Whereas before, I only had, like, you know, an edge.
I'm trying to think of my worst audition. I had once a casting director for a very big director who only uses this casting director order Chinese food during my audition. And, like, full on, like, the whole order, asking for options.
Egg rolls.
Egg rolls, Kung Pao. That's what she ordered, Kung Pao chicken. And there was a beef and broccoli. And then she proceeded to call my agent and tell them that I will never audition for her again. And she was saying things that I wasn't doing in my audition.
Oh, no.
So she literally confused me with another person. I said, no, she was ordering Chinese food during my audition. And true story. It was very bizarre.
Yeah,
and
I had one of those.
I have not auditioned for her since. Oh. I despise this woman.
Just change your name just for those breakdowns. I had a male casting director. I wasn't prepped that it was a pre-read. And at this point in my career, so pre-read is before it's the first time you go in. When you're really not known, you're new to the city, and they don't film you doing the tape. So I walk in and I'm like, where's the camera? And they're like, oh, honey, this is a pre-read. And I was like, oh, that would, like, to myself, I'm like, that would have been totally fine. I don't have an ego about this, but I was not prepped for that. And now I feel stupid. I completely bombed.
Oh,
no. He was on his computer and, like, and not looking at me. And then the reader was just, like, getting frustrated with me. I kept forgetting the lines. And I eventually just excused myself.
No.
And then I went into, it's a long walk. So I had worn heels in the audition, was switching my tennis shoes. And I remember I got in trouble. I didn't have a headshot. So when I went back into the waiting room, I bent down to switch my shoes and they didn't see that I was still there. And they go, huh, we don't need to find that girl's headshot. Yes.
No.
And then I got up and I go, I'm so sorry. I'm still here. I'm so sorry. And I left and I was bawling. I've never been so embarrassed.
You'll always explain yourself or still make it known. You're always like, by the way, I'm going to make it more awkward because I'm here.
I had to get out of there. I couldn't just appear 5 minutes later.
And the switching into the flats moment is such a demeaning moment.
It's the walk of shame.
Yes, it is such the walk of shame. And you have to watch another actress bring her shoes in or switch the shoes. It's like such a moment no one talks about. Like Smartless needs to talk about how they need to switch. Well, they're all men, so I don't know. Maybe Sean Hayes has had that moment of having to switch shoes. Out of your slutty, you're already in a slutty outfit to the sluttiest you can get to get into the read and then de-slut yourself as you get out of it.
It's the walk of shame.
It is the walk of shame. It's such a weird feeling. Yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
2 months later, I got a straight to producer session for a different sitcom and I wound up testing for it and I see, actually it was a straight to, test. And I go in and it's the same casting director, but I skipped the audition process. And he was probably like so confused because he saw me bomb. So he's just like, I wonder what his brain, but he, at the end of it, was like, he like winked at me and he goes, hey, Shelley, good job today.
Wow.
Basically, he was saying, because I've seen you be really bad.
No, but it's interesting. Yeah, we're going to hopefully have Wendy on at some point in this podcast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have executives on. And like Carly, of course, is going to come on.
Yes,
and
that would be brilliant. Carly, our makeup artist.
Yes, she's lovely. And man, I've got a whole career conversation for her I want to talk about.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any of the movie yet?
I have seen none of the movie. Don't worry, guys. This is actually a Teen Wolf podcast. We are going to get to the movie. We did this with Jeff, too. Like, I really wanted to know his origin story from the beginning.
So I don't mean to skip. I was just curious.
No. We talked about Connecticut and his college experience. He was an IT administrator at the Fox Studios.
Really?
Yes, he was. But Teen Wolf was going to be premiering in 3 days. It's funny, Paramount Plus will like post something and I just repost. That's our main marketing through line.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie. Have you seen? Well, I guess
just ADR.
ADR.
I just didn't know if you had like a lot of ADR, audio digital recording.
I'm trying to think. My ADR was quite quick because I was in town for only a day. And did you go to that amazing house though, the, like 1920s house in East Hollywood? Is that where you did your ADR?
No.
We did it at this very cool house.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember. It was some iconic director's home. And we went in and there's been a couple versions of a big scene I do about styles.
Yes.
And so I was very curious to see the version that they went with. And
were you pleased?
I only got to see like a snippet of it. That's what I was hoping I was going to have to. Well, you kind of hope you don't have to redo your big scene in ADR.
Yeah.
So I was like it was a bittersweet moment because I was hoping I could see the scene so I could be prepped before it came out. Thankfully, though, I only saw a snippet. So they took whatever original audio, but I don't know the version they chose.
Interesting.
That's what my main ADR, which ADR, Tracy, is where you go in.
Tracy,
and
this is for you out there?
Out there, yeah.
All the Tracy's
I think
out
it's
there.
Sean Hayes' cousin or aunt. It was, it's where you dub.
Yeah.
But... yeah, how was your ADR? I mean, do you got to see like...
I saw my ass.
Oh, I was going to say, that was one of my questions. Is Teen Wolf the most naked you had been on TV up to that point?
I think so, because I've now shown ass. Like, not just the top of it from laying down.
The whole butt.
The whole butt from behind. Funny story how this happened. So, you know, we shot Teen Wolf in what, March, April 2022 in Atlanta. Great time. Helen and I had a blast. Stories on that later. We do that. I get sick my last day. Yep. I mean, I'm sick the whole last week, but I just keep coming to work. I'm testing negative for COVID.
The vid.
But it was negative. So, but on my last day, I couldn't. When Carly went to do my makeup, it hurt for her to touch
my face. I remember how sick you felt. I've
never been that sick in my life. I go to my trailer. Joe comes to see me, our executive producer, and he takes one look at me and he's like, you got to go home. So I did not do my sex scene with, I can't give it away.
Right.
But, well, actually, you can kind of, whatever. I still won't give it away. But there's a sex scene for Malia, or just like a, it's insinuated. But I'm naked. And
fun fact, though, my boyfriend filmed you doing this.
Yes, I know.
He was the second unit director of photography, the DP.
Yes.
And I was like, this is a first for me that he's going to go film my friends.
Yeah.
It's like kind of sex scene, kind of heavy situation. Well,
because I got sick, all that we got to record was me running naked.
Yes.
Which is super vulnerable. Like things are moving. They're bouncing up and down.
He said that in between takes, he looked down and didn't.
Oh,
he looked away.
So respectful.
Very professional.
It was like he wasn't even there.
But
like,
that's how Hollywood works.
I know.
It's very funny.
You know, there's times where you have to make out with your friend's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
On a television show or a movie. Yeah. But, you know, we've all been doing this
like
a while.
It's like you're making out with your brothers half the time.
Oh, yeah. The amount of times I've had to make out with like
really good
feels
friends.
Like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it.
Yep. So you are probably, you are one of the most naked people on the Teen Wolf movie.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know everybody else's nudity situation.
Yours is up there.
But I couldn't do the rest of the scene. That's what we hadn't finished. So cut to, I am now working on my new show, Obliterated, for Netflix. Plug that in there.
Yeah, we'll get that. Yeah,
But I'm in Albuquerque now, and one of my co-stars gets COVID, so we have to shut down for a week. Because we shut down for that week is the only reason I was able to go back and finish the movie.
That's right.
Which were very important scenes that I hadn't done yet because I was sick. So I fly to Atlanta while everybody else gets a week off, and I'm doing the scene with so-and-so. Mm-hmm. You will find out in a few days. And Russell's directing, and I had also been prepping for another nude scene that was coming in a week in Albuquerque.
So it all worked out.
So I asked Russell. I saw that he was showing Ryan's ass, and I got a little like, why isn't he showing mine? So right before we did my coverage, I saw the camera shot, and they were not showing my butt. And so I went to Russell, and I go, will you show my butt, please?
No.
I was like, why didn't you ask me in the first place? And he's like, you want to show your butt? And I was like, yes. I was like, it'll be good practice for next week, because the shit I had to do the next week was even more
insane. I'm sure very intense. Yes.
Very intense.
Yes.
So I wanted to kind of get comfortable with that. And so Russell's like, all right. So they showed my ass. I saw it in ADR. I did not have to make butt noises with my mouth. I don't know why we're talking about ADR. I thought about my ass, but that's the scene. I had ADR, and
that's a moment.
See my
to
butt.
See the first time you like see your naked body on screen, because we're naked like usually with a thong and pasties for the crew shooting the show, but it was all insinuated.
Yes,
and then no Paramount Plus, it goes there.
Yeah, so you see my full ass from behind. And they did a great job lighting it.
It's fun. It's very, I'm sure it feels liberating. I've never
so
done it.
Like the character Malia,
totally.
it's like, she's so comfortable nude because
feral's her thing.
She's just feral. So it was fun.
Playing like a feral human. It's gotta be fun.
It's so easy for me.
It's a great, it's a good role.
Actually, I have a few nicknames. Last year it was Hurricane, and
For myself.
Yeah, I started getting feral, and
I think if feral,
I see that as a compliment.
It's definitely Malia's nickname.
I was always, I was Miss Teen USA. I had to keep it together. I had to I had to one foot in front of the other.
It's the unpacking of the last few years.
I finally got to just like let loose a little bit.
30s is more freeing.
It's so more freeing.
It is.
It's so much more freeing.
Because we are the same age essentially. I'm like 4 months older. And I forgot Shelly's birthday, and Colton reminded me last week.
Oh, but that's so sweet.
I was really not okay. She's January 2nd, which is a tough birthday, and she's even talked about how it's a tough birthday.
You're a Libra.
I'm a Libra. You're
Pisces. But I'm forgetting, are you October?
October.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know the date.
Seventh.
The 7th.
Yeah.
All right, I'll remember now.
So yeah, Teen Wolf the movie. Are there any regrets? Anything you didn't leave out on the garage floor?
Regrets with the movie?
I don't know. Just anything that you like wish you would have approached and you just didn't. Or do you feel pretty happy with everything?
I have no regrets. Definitely not. I'm also just there at that point in my life. Like, it's hard to regret something I used to regret a lot because I was a control freak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way less of a control freak, and it's like, it is what it is. Like, I missed a lot of the PR for the movie. So, like, fans, like, on Twitter are like, we see you, Paramount Plus. You're not giving Shelly any, like, time and whatever. And here's my chance to say this. I was very, very ill the day that the promos were happening, and the photo shoots and the interviews, all the EPK.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I didn't
do
any EPK.
I'm trying to remember my EPK.
That would be my regret is that I didn't get to like partake.
Oh, that's right. It was the last week of shooting.
It was.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
And I was so sick. So
that's right.
That would be my only. So I guess I regret going to Miami on the weekend and getting COVID. But yeah, no regrets. Do you have any regrets?
I'm trying to think. I always regret not being a little healthier on sets.
Oh,
I get really into like second meal, and I need to. It has been my ongoing goal, and I'll let y'all know in the course of this podcast if I am on a project that I actually succeed. Where I wish I eat healthier because I ate healthier because the brain fog I get with all of the junk food on set is really not healthy for me.
It's overstimulating being on set. It can be stressful,
Stressful, yeah.
It's our characters are emotional. We have to go through our bodies and brains don't really know the difference at times. Like you're out there crying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And then you cry, eat, it's really, really hard. I gained 15 pounds last year.
Did you really?
I really did. And
but you also were on set a lot last year.
I was.
Yeah. And
exactly. But
the days blend together and working 16 minimum door to door is your average day. You're working twice the average day.
Yeah. We were doing 6 day weeks on Obliterated. But what I was really proud of myself for doing is going, okay, I gained weight. It's not the end of the world. I'm playing a CIA agent who's out on the field and beats people. It's way more believable if I am a bigger person that I can actually do this job. So I was able to go, hey, that's where my body is right now.
Yeah.
I can justify that in my role. And
there is less pressure, I think, as we get older. And I do think Gen Z and social media and like buzz
comes from within now.
It does. I think that at least, there is no longer like the 90s atmosphere that is like, the Ally McBeal.
Yeah, I got called into Days of Our Lives. I won't name the producer. It doesn't really matter. It was such a long time ago that this is how things were handled. But I had gained weight because I moved from New York where you walk everywhere.
Oh, okay.
To LA. And he called me in and he said, you've put on some weight. And my issue with that conversation, how it continued, was not actually him pointing that out. Because he was, in a way, trying to be helpful. He's like, you're new here. Do you need, like, gym recommendations? Whatever. Like, whatever. I don't even care. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But he pointed out a specific about my body. And he said, you're like me. When you gain weight, you gain it in your face.
Oh, wow.
And it's that. It's old ways of when we started that are still sometimes with us. But I'm so proud of Gen Z
and the change, not a
single person has pointed out, where my body was last year.
I think we're slowly changing the business. Yeah. I definitely think. Yeah. And it's definitely old ways die hard of like we're 80s babies. Like we're sort of that cusp of the Gen Z mentality and like the Gen X mentality.
Yeah. We can kind of we swing both ways.
Swing both ways.
You and I swing both ways.
Oh, Lord.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You were obviously offered Teen Wolf. What were your reactions when the Teen Wolf movie? Where were you when you got the call?
I was very surprised. Yeah. I was in a very bad space. So the phone call obviously was like godsend. And all I thought about was like, oh, I'll be with family soon.
Yeah.
So I was, that's so the honest answer. I was very, very, and it just felt right.
Did it feel weird? Like, did you feel like you were living in a dream?
A little bit. Cause I never thought we were going to do this.
It was 4 years later.
I never even considered this as like an actual thing. Usually when something is over, it's over.
Totally.
And it was so,
I talked to Jeff when we recorded our podcast and he said, the fans were a huge part of why we came back.
Yes.
And that season 7 wasn't a possibility, but the movie was. And the process of acquiring the rights to Paramount Plus, it's like kind of on a lease. And it was really interesting to see like how these things come together. And as actors, like I always remind, very passionate fans of Teen Wolf, like we are not in the power seat. No. We are the last on the totem pole to know anything.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. I remember Colton Haynes told me because he had run into Jeff and Jeff had told him. And so it's been really fun. Like Crystal lives in New York. She got to come back and do it with us, obviously. Obviously a huge part of the movie. So
I got to know her better.
That's right, because
you
had never filmed.
Really worked with her. Yeah. So that was another plus. You and I got to spend more time together. I know we've talked about that. That was a highlight for me. And Colt and I were talking about that because we had the same flight. Well, we went to Brazil. To promote the show.
Was that
we
your first time to Brazil? You. No.
No.
I didn't think
but
so. Okay.
It was unreal.
Was it fun?
The love they have for this show actually shook Colton and I. Like, we walked out on that stage and it was like we got smacked in the face by like the most love I have ever.
The Brazilian fans are special.
So special.
Yeah.
But they played the trailer and Colton and I like looked up. We were in shock. Like, it looks so good. And I was saying yesterday, I forget to who, but sometimes we do this a lot and we did the show, you're in it, it's like 16-hour days, you get desensitized. And I think for me, the movie is just reminding me what this show means to everybody. And it's
absolutely.
Like, I'm finally capable of processing what it means to
It's so autopilot when you're on the show. And we were also so stressed. I remember being really stressed at that time.
Because we cared. We wanted it to be good. Yeah. We wanted to do a good job, you know.
And the pressure of, I was so scared of what was post-Teen Wolf. I remember being very aware in the moment and not enjoying that a moment enough. And I was aware I wasn't enjoying it enough on the show, but I was just so, I was such a nervous Nelly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
We've got a really weird. Yeah.
I was so nervous about like just.
Yeah, what's
surviving.
Next?
And I think in my 30s, with certain life changes, yes, building my van was one of them.
So cool.
And having,
I will never do that, ever.
You can
ever,
always
ever.
Borrow the van. I pitched the van podcast. That did not go over well. So they're like, you can do a Teen Wolf podcast.
I love it. The van podcast
the van
was first.
Podcast.
I listen to that.
Oh, man.
You're wild.
I have the van stories.
Holland, you are wild.
Well,
do people realize that?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not that wild.
You are.
I wish my survival skills were much better. Anyway, we won't go into van stories here.
You're brave.
But anyway, back to Teen Wolf. I think we were all a little surprised, and Shelley's no exception. I'm no exception. I think we can't really tell you much about the movie since it hasn't come out yet, but at least you got to know Shelley. You got to know why she's here. Thank you, Miss Teen USA. And Roy Steinberg.
Joan C. Samantha Wendy, Sidwell.
Samantha Sidwell.
The dance teacher, yeah.
Yes, Wendy Samantha O'Brien. Samantha started it all. Samantha started it all.
Well, I guess my mom and dad, Kathy and Glenn, you did great.
Her mom is, first of all, a tiny human.
She's just naturally small. Did she even make it to the five foot mark? She might be 5 foot at this point. I don't know.
Her kids are like giants. Yeah. They're so tall.
Yeah.
And so it was really cute, like seeing you next to your mom. Yeah. She's like comes up to your waist.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I have got some rapid fire questions.
Ooh.
And then we'll let you go.
Okay.
Because I know. We've taken a lot of time out of her day.
It's fun.
There's three things that you and I have in common.
Ooh.
So the first one is obviously dance.
Yes.
We both like grew up in dance halls. I think you probably went further in your dance career. I was always wanting to be a professional dancer, so I was so excited when I booked Bring It On.
That's the fifth installment of Bring It On that unfortunately came up.
It was fun. Not exactly an acting endeavor, but it was the dancing endeavor that I always wanted.
And absolutely.
So You Think You Could Dance had just come out.
Oh,
so I got to like relive it with a lot of the like runners-up of those people.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Bleeding over into the Bring It On franchise. So that was fun. So we both were dancers. Have you done a dance movie yet?
No, but I booked one and I couldn't do it.
Really?
For scheduling, but that was really cool. Then also Obliterated, one of our producers, creators, directors found out. He was very curious about everyone's skills and they were still writing the season while we were shooting and he found out that I dance. So he wrote a very big scene where I have to dance.
No.
And I was so pissed off originally.
In the first season.
In the first season. It'll come out later, 2023. But I remember just being like, that's so thoughtful of him, but like, it's so vulnerable. Like, he thinks I'm this, like, he probably thinks I'm like super capable. And I used to be, right? But it's different.
We gotta get older. Back into it. I've been craving the dance classes.
Yes. But it's not like I had to do like chutes and pirouettes. And I found my way in and it was a career highlight filming that scene.
Isn't it fun?
It was so fun. It's the longest take. I start from like, it's just, there's acting involved, there's dance. It was really cool. And so, yeah, I finally got to like really dance.
Your dance moment.
Yeah, it was cool.
I bet you'll dance again. You'll have a dance moment.
It's
like a full feature.
Yeah.
So dancing, we both hate singing. Hate singing.
Mm-hmm.
We hate saying goodbyes. We both have that.
Yep.
And we cover our cheat days of eating unhealthy food, which has already been covered.
Salad, triangle sandwiches.
Check them out, guys. So, a few little rapid fire questions. What's one thing on your bucket list?
Ooh, I kind of want to go to like an adult camp because I only went to
adult summer camp.
Yeah,
oh, that's
I've only.
Fun.
Done one sleepaway camp when I was like 9.
Oh.
And it was for 4-H.
Can I come to adult summer camp?
So it does exist.
It does exist.
We got to look back into it, but I want to do that. That's on my bucket list.
Okay.
I know that's not that adventurous. But.
Katy Perry has this summer camp where you can go be a counselor.
What?
Yes, she does.
I don't want to be a counselor.
You don't just want to be the camper.
Responsibility. Yeah.
So last two questions. What's your biggest purchase you've made as an adult?
Ooh. Well, it's about to be a house. It's about to be a house. And that'll be the biggest purchase of my entire life.
You're going to love it, though.
I'm so excited.
She's ready.
For a year and a few months. So, I did just get this was a very kind Christmas present from my mom and stepdad because they didn't have to pay for college or, there was no debt from me. They got me the Smeg latte machine.
Oh, fun.
I am so excited.
Is
You'll it beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous. Yes.
We both love coffee. That is true. Okay.
But I didn't buy it. But that was,
no,
I don't
that's
know
fun.
What
that's a,
I just,
that's
wa- I just wanted to brag
that's
about
a, that's
that.
That's a nice purchase, though.
And I want you
it's
to come over and have a
I'll definitely,
latte.
I'll come over. Last question. Who is your crazy, most interesting relative? Because you have got a family.
My brother.
Oh,
he is.
Has an amazing daughter.
Yes, he does. And he's amazing. And you've never met anyone like him. He is. you know, he grew up in like the suburbs that's not far from the city of New Orleans. But he thinks he grew up like in the country somewhere. But that's what I love about him is that he's always trying to get like as grounded as he can, as dirty as he can.
That's kind of both of you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I fluctuate in and out. I can do both. So my brother, he's just, you need like a translator. He's got this accent.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, man, sis.
Like, he's that. He's that.
Like,
he's
where
that.
You at? Where you doing?
Where you at?
It's, but he's a sweetheart. He's just, he's hilarious without doing it on purpose. And he's a good person.
Shout out to the headaches.
Yeah. I did bring a lot of my brothers to Malia. I saw her as a very masculine, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And just their honesty. My brothers are that way. And sometimes the way that Malia stood, I would.
Mm-hmm. How she walked, how she sat, how mm-hmm. she talked, how she like moved. Yeah, totally.
I forgot about that.
There you go.
Thank you.
Of course. It's funny how many family members we've actually all met, except no one's ever met my family.
I met your mom.
Oh, you did meet my mom.
She's lovely.
You did meet my
yes.
mom.
Yes.
And I forgot, we actually did go to a very nice Brazilian
we
meal.
Did.
So you had definitely been to Brazil.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You.
But yeah, I love, you know, the Teen Wolf cast is pretty close. And we love that, Shelly, you've come on to the podcast
thanks
to holler back
now. Thanks for welcoming me.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Really... Oh, I was actually thinking, thanks for welcoming me to season three. Like, because I wasn't there from the beginning.
And no, you guys we technically just... weren't. But and we're so happy you're on for this because we're doing rewatches for people that are in episodes. So I'm going back through people's episodes.
Amazing.
And I was like, wait, Shelly wasn't in it till season three. We have to get her on for the team
for
movie.
The movie, the big banger.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, honey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
What is next, Shelly Hennig? After this premiere, what is next?
Career-wise?
Mm-hmm. Career-wise, okay. What is next in your career?
I just finished a series for Netflix called Obliterated. I mentioned a couple of times because I'm so proud of it.
I've heard a lot of stories, so I'm excited for you guys to hear about this.
It's an action comedy. The best cast, the best creators, producer, writers, directors. It is genuinely hilarious. It kind of takes us back to like early 2000s humor where there's mm-hmm. really nothing you cannot say or do on this show. And I think people are ready for it. And it should come out like Labor Day 2023. I play a CIA field agent. I beat the shit out of a lot of people.
Did you do research into like CIA stuff?
I did. You know, I found this one video and I discovered, you know, CIA agents, they're actors.
Yeah.
And that's, I've always wanted to play an actor on a movie or a show. So that was the most exciting part for me. I get to play so many different roles in this because I'm undercover. And
do you get to speak any like different languages or different accents?
I freaking did. Girl, I had to speak Russian.
Yes.
And the day I had the most Russian, for some reason, the Russian
first of all, I didn't know I had a Russian teacher. So I was like paying somebody, like some girl I met,
no.
like on the side.
And next thing I know, rabbiting Russian.
You literally. And then one day they're like, oh, the Russian teacher for the other actress. And I'm like, what do you mean? There's a teacher? So then I met her, but she didn't realize she and I did not realize that the day I was supposed to do the most Russian, and we're in rehearsal, and I flip to the sides, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And then they called for lunch, like by the grace of God. And I ran to my trailer and called this lady. I didn't even know her name yet. Anyway, so I learned it at lunch.
Wow.
But
the
we did it.
Monologue, like yeah, whole conversation.
I did it pretty well, I think.
I wish I would have known this ahead of time because my cousin's Russian.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, I know. And then on the day, because it was multiple days where I had to speak Russian, but there's another day I'm like, we're filming in Vegas. It's the most rainy Vegas has ever been. I'm in a bikini, the one bikini day. It's raining, it's freezing, and I've got to speak Russian.
You and your bikini stories,
I know, man. It's always something. But the show challenged all of us in the best ways. We all get to do so much in it, and it's freaking hilarious.
The actors you get to work with, you looked like you had a lot of fun.
They're unreal. I felt like I was cheating on my Teen Wolf family, but
no, you
we
weren't.
Can all merge.
We
can all be friends.
I loved your gym photos of Instagram with you and another actor. Two
Eugene?
Besties. Yes, I think it was Eugene.
Yeah.
Yes, Eugene Kim?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yeah, yes.
I met him. So he's friends with Tammy, who crowned me Miss Teen USA, and I met him in the
hotel
when I was competing for Miss Teen USA. So I've known
no.
that guy since I was like 16.
No.
Yeah, so I get a call from the AD. He's like giving me the cast list so I can do the text. And he's like, so we have this guy, Eugene Kim. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And literally an hour later, he's at our hotel in Albuquerque.
Did he remember meeting you?
Yes, because he
knows Tammy.
Yeah. So that was cool.
That's fun. I didn't know that.
Fate.
Seriously,
yeah.
You need like one big bonfire of all these crossovers. That's funny.
Yeah, Obliterated.
Obliterated out later 2023
yeah.
for Netflix. Shelley is one of the leads alongside your co-star.
Yeah, we got Nick Zano.
Nick Zano and Shelley are like leading the pack.
We've got a whole ensemble. Everybody's incredible, just like our little Teen Wolf family. So.
It does seem like a dream role for you. Like when I think of you, the role you're playing, it definitely like you come to mind.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we got to do a lot of stunts on Teen Wolf, so obviously that helped with
Obliterated. Oh, Teen Wolf really trains you well. Like
yeah.
Late nights, wet, naked.
Yeah. I was climbing rope for like 10 hours. Like actually climbing rope in a harness.
Was it so fun?
It was so fun, so challenging, so hard. I've never had to work out so much in my life just to keep up with what I was already doing on set. But yeah, Teen Wolf got me ready for that.
Aw. Okay, guys, look out for Obliterated on Netflix later this year.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Follow us on Instagram at HollerBackNowPodcast and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.